I can. If you're living the same old life you've always lived, you hadn't been raised from the dead. Paul says, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Paul is making a distinction here, that it would be different. So, the first thing you need to know about union with Christ is that it is salvation from sin. When Jesus was being named by the angel before he was born, you shall call his name Jesus. Why? Remember why? Why? Why call him Jesus? Why call him that Greek name, which was the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name Yehoshua? Joshua. Because Yehoshua meant salvation is of the Lord. And Jesus, the Greek equivalent of that, meant the same thing. Call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people. Who are his people? Those who would repent of sin and trust in Christ. He shall save his people from, out of their sin. Out of their sin. You see, when you study this passage and let it speak what it actually says, I find that tender believers begin to tremble because they're thinking, gosh, I still struggle with sin. There are times when I feel like I've even been taken as a slave to sin, to a coldness and a dullness in my life, to a drifting away from spiritual habits. Does this mean I'm not saved? Well, hang on, don't panic if you're a real believer. It's good to do self-examination. Because Paul's going to go on in chapter 7 to deal with the reality that sin remains in the believer. But here's the difference you've got to know, and he makes it here. The question you've got to ask, the sin that I'm dealing with here, is it a mark of reigning sin, that is R-E-I-G-N, sin that has dominion over me? Is this what drives me? Or is it remaining sin? Is it a manifestation of a struggle that I have, what's called in Hebrews a besetting sin? Is this just a battle line I have to fight with? Because if it's reigning sin, then this scripture says you need to check yourself because sin shall not have dominion over you. So don't come apart yet if you're feeling concerned. Just do a self-examination. Continue reading through the passage. When we get to Romans 7, you're going to hear him say, the things that I know I should be doing, I find myself not doing. The things I know I should not do, I find myself doing. Oh, wretched man am I. Who will deliver me? We'll look at that when we get there. But there's a tension. I've told you through the years. This is it. Don't let go of the tension. God intends for there to be a tension. Very safe right there. You let go and you take an easy believism, that ditch is dangerous. You let go and take a hard believism, that's dangerous. But gospel faith, gospel living on the path set forth by the gospel is the safest place in the world you can be. Bunyan drew it out this way in Pilgrim's Progress. There were lions, terrible roaring lions as he was walking in the journey. And he was terrified. He was terrified. But he kept walking one step at another by faith. And he realized as he got close to them, began to pass them, yes, they were lions. They were real, but they were chained. And they could not get to him as long as he stayed on the path. That's where we need to be, brothers and sisters. We need to live the gospel realities set forth in here. So this is the first installment. God willing, we'll come back next week. We'll take a look at these next couple of sections here. But understand, leave here today. Union with Christ involves salvation from sin. Not salvation so that you can sin with impunity. Salvation from sin. Not perfection. Not sinless perfection. But salvation from sin in such a way that the sin you deal with is not dominating sin. It does not have dominion over you. It does not reign over you. It is remaining sin. And the gospel gives the tools to battle it with victory. And Jesus has promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he's given us the Holy Spirit who lives in us. And the Father smiles upon us and says, "You're my child. Where are you?" You know. The Lord knows. Have dealings with him. Have dealings with him. Let's pray. Dear Holy Father, you're the God and Father of our Lord.